And we are discussing today Nefesh HaChaim. We're in chapter 17 of Nefesh HaChaim. And we were discussing a little bit last week about how the soul, the three parts of the soul linked together. The Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama. So we're linked together like a chain. The soul is linked together like a chain. The different parts of the soul linked together like a chain. And the Neshama goes all the way up to the highest levels. So you have Nefesh, which is inside, the Ruach, which is in the head, and the Neshama goes all the way up. But it can come down and rest in the head on top. So they're all linked together like a chain. So the bottom part of the Nefesh is low down. And then the higher top part of the Nefesh is linked to the Ruach, the bottom part of the Ruach. Right? And the top part of the Ruach is linked to the bottom part of the Neshama. Like a chain, like three, if you can imagine, three long ropes tied together. So Nefesh is the lowest rope. The Ruach is the middle rope, and the Neshama is the highest rope that goes all the way up to the top. All the way up to the top. And that forms, we're going to talk about, how to do teshuva and how to break the chain. Sometimes the chain breaks. So he says, one should strive, this is Rav Chaim Volozhin, one should strive to make his service of Hashem perfect and pure. It's very hard to do, perfect and pure. We talked about earlier how they built the Mishkan. Totally, perfect and pure. Totally, perfect and pure. And that's the secret of some things being successful. How is something successful? Sometimes you see marriages where they're successful, marriages not successful. And the answer is, how do they go into it? They go into it with purity, pure motives. Some people don't have pure motives. They have this, they have this ulterior motive, this ulterior motive. So the purity of the motives going into it, same thing with children. Sometimes you see children like this and children like that. And the answer is, how are they conceived? The conception of the child is very important. Are they conceived in purity or not purity? Everything starts from the beginning. Everything starts from right at the top, right at the beginning. So he said, a person should try to make their service of Hashem pure, perfect and pure. How do we do that? And the answer is, we said, the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Nefesh, we said, is a person's deeds. A person's going to try and make their deeds perfect as possible. Very hard, perfect as possible. Whatever deed you do. Let's give an example. A person gives tzedakah. Try and do it with a nice way. Do it with a smile. And that's a nice deed. Do it with a smile. And then the Ruach has the speech. So say nice words. Say, here you are. I want to help you. Please take it. And do it with good thoughts. But say, I don't want to give this guy. I don't like this guy. I'm not going to give him. I'll get cut down a little bit. But I have good thoughts as well. So three things, very important. So Nefesh is the deed, the action. Ruach is the speech. And Neshama is the thought behind it. So that's very powerful. These three things are very powerful. And a person is going to constantly examine these three areas of their lives. How did I do in my deeds? Right? How did I do in my speech? How did I do in my thoughts? So, for example, a person goes home to his wife. And you act. So the actions are deeds. But his speech is horrible. Talks to them badly. It's not so good. So the speech is, he's providing for the house. He's buying this, buying that, looking for this. But the speech may not be good. So his nefesh is good, but the ruach is not good. And sometimes the speech is good, and in his mind he's thinking about, I'm going to divorce this woman. So you have three different aspects. It's like putting all three aspects together. A person's going to try and make the perfection of their deeds, their words, and their thoughts. Three parts. Why? Because these three parts will fix the three hidden parts of the soul. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Hashem wants to give. Hashem wants to give us. We have to remember that. Hashem is the prime giver. Hashem created the world to give. That's one of the opinions. Hashem created the world to give. But we have to allow him to give. Just like a child misbehaves, the father's not going to give him. Hopefully the father's a smart father. The father ruins his child by giving him if he doesn't deserve. Hashem wants to give. But Hashem wants to give if you behave nice. So Hashem wants to give. And therefore we have to help him. How do we help him? By doing the right thing so Hashem will give us more. A person should always engage in Torah study, always doing mitzvot, always trying to correct their shortcomings. And a person can always do teshuva. There's no such thing as a person cannot do teshuva. Even though the Rambam says there's a level where a person cannot do teshuva. If a person really believes they can do teshuva, they can do teshuva. As he said, Elisha ben Abuya, he believed that he could do teshuva, he didn't do teshuva. Whatever you believe, that's how you're treated. So a person's belief system is very, very important. So let's just recap. A person's got to perfect these three areas of their lives. What are the three areas of their lives? Actions, speech, thoughts. Actions, speech, thoughts. That's all. Very simple system. It's so hard to do. Perfect the actions. perfect the speech, perfect the thoughts. That's even harder to do. And that's what we have to try and do. So Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the few people who had his neshama inside his body. Most people just have the sparks of the neshama on the head, whatever that means. But Moshe Rabbeinu is so pure that the neshama came inside the body. So let's just recap. So what do we say? We said three parts of the soul. The nefesh is the lower part, and they're attached to each other. So the top part of the nefesh is attached to the lowest part of the ruach. The top part of the ruach is attached to the lowest part of the neshama. You know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, it says, it's better to be the tail of the lion than be the head of the fox. See the difference between the two? What's better, to be the head of the nefesh or to be the tail of the ruach? Tail of the ruach, it's higher. What's better, to be the head of the ruach or be the tail of the neshama? Better to be the tail of the neshama. It's high level, totally high level, totally different. Levels completely. Same thing applies to our deeds. What's better, to have the best deeds or to have the lowest level speech? Good speech. Speech is higher. Thoughts are even higher. In this physical world, we don't see thoughts. We got a real problem. We don't see the thoughts behind the deed. We just see the deed, and we see the speech. We can hear the speech, but we can't see what's going on in the real back of the person's mind. We have this guy, you know, Zarif. Zarif is the foreign minister of Iran. I don't know if they threw him out. They didn't throw him out. I hope they threw him out. I hope we get rid of him, because he has the sweetest tongue. He knows how to talk. But no one knows how devious the guy is inside. Totally devious. Totally devious. So he fooled all the Europeans. So the speech is good. The deeds are terrible, but the speech can fool everyone. So he knows how to talk. So it's very... That's trouble. We can only see how a person behaves. We can only see a person how they talk. But we cannot see what they're thinking in their head. Hashem wants us to perfect ourselves at all three levels. So a person should do mitzvot. That is action. Person should speak the Divrei Torah, that's speech. But what's going on in the head? That's the hardest part. So now the Rav Chaim Volozhin says, don't forget, whatever you are on a low level, you can always climb up the ladder. So a person can lower themselves and the person can raise themselves up. There's always a point where a person can return. A person can always return. We can always do tshuva. And the Mishnah says, Pirkei Avot, in chapter 4, it says, Teshuva and Maasim Tovim, Teshuva and good deeds, Katris Bifnei Apuranut. If there's going to be any troubles in the world, the person is going to be punished. The biggest shield for punishment is Teshuva and good deeds. They act like a shield to stop any punishment. So Teshuva is so easy, we can just do it in our heads. Just think Teshuva. I'm sorry Hashem, I'll never do it again. Did Teshuva. So it's very powerful. So now we know the spiritual worlds are linked together. Exactly what he's talking about. In a chain-like progression. So the highest aspect of the lower world is connected to the lowest aspect of the world above it. And the highest aspect of that world is connected to the lowest aspect of the world above it. And the same holds true for the three elements of the soul. That's what he said before. Three elements of the soul. The nefesh, the highest part of the nefesh, is linked to the lowest part of the ruach. The highest part of the ruach is linked to the lowest part of the neshama. So. And they reach higher and higher and higher. The highest aspect of nefesh, as we said. So this is part of chapter 17. Now we come to the famous line said by Abigail. Who was Abigail? Abigail was a very beautiful woman. She's one of the four beautiful, the Gemara says in Megillah, there are four very beautiful women in the world. Sarah, Esther, Abigail, and Rahab. Rahab was the Zonah, whatever. Four of the most beautiful women in the world. And there's a whole big discussion about Esther. Was she beautiful or not beautiful? Because there's another opinion that said she was, her face, her complexion was sallow. She was a very yellow complexion. But she had chen. As if there's a line in Mishle, which we say every Shabbat. Sheker achen vevele yofi. Grace is a lie. And beauty is vanity. What's going on? What's grace is a lie? So the answer is, what is grace? Grace doesn't mean she's beautiful. Grace means there's something that attracts you to her. And you may be attracted. I may say she's ugly. And the other guy says, ugly as well. It's amazing. You see today. See, guys, very handsome guys marry very ugly women. Subjective. It's very subjective. So grace is a lie. What if it's a lie? Subjective. So another guy comes along and says, you're crazy. It's a lie.
That's what I call it.
Exactly. Similar. But grace is a lie. Ahasuerus was attracted to Esther not because she was beautiful. She had a certain grace. The angel gave her grace. It's a chen ve'enav. She found chen, grace in his eyes. He was attracted to her. He's crazy. Attracted. According to one opinion, she was the most beautiful woman. One of the most beautiful women. According to the other opinion, she wasn't beautiful at all. It was just chen. So sheker achen. And beauty, even though no one can argue about the beauty, beauty eventually wastes in the dust. So it's vanity. It's not lasting. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Chen is a lie. Why? It's all very subjective. And beauty eventually goes away. It doesn't last forever. So it's hevel. So vanity. So we have to understand the lowest aspect of the soul is a nefesh. That's right down here with us. The ruach is the link between us and the neshama. The neshama is up there with Hashem. The highest part of the neshama is up there with Hashem. And just like there are 10 spheres in all the dimensions, there are 10 spheres in our souls. There's 10 spheres, just very, very general. 10 spheres of the nefesh, 10 spheres of the ruach, 10 spheres of the neshama. 10. So what does Abigail say? So Abigail, we said, one of the most beautiful women. She was the wife of a no good. She was the wife of Naval HaKarmeli. Naval HaKarmeli, he lived in the Carmel near Haifa. And he was a Naval. Naval means disgusting. He was disgusting. And he wasn't a very nice guy. He wasn't a very generous guy. He was a very mean, miserly guy. And very rich. Very, very rich, but mean and miserly. And David HaMelech did so much work for him and his sheep, and he guarded him. And then David goes and asks for a present, and Naval says, "Get out of here. You're not the king. I don't owe you anything. Get out of here." So David is burning with anger. He's burning with anger. He wants to kill him. He's going to kill Naval. At night, he's going to kill Naval. Who comes to him? Naval's wife, Abigail. And she brings him food and presents. And she's very smart, this woman. She is very, very smart. And she tells him, "You're not allowed to judge cases at night. You can't judge Beit Din at night. You can't. The Sanhedrin doesn't sit at night. How can you kill him in the night?" He said, "Because he's Mored ben Malchut. He rebelled against the king. I'm the king. I was appointed king, anointed king." She says, "You're not the king yet." King Saul is the king. So he thanked her for saving him from spilling blood. Imagine, he would have killed the husband. And what happens is, within a few days, husband dies.
She marries him.
But she blesses him, though. What does she bless him? She blesses him with a prayer that we say at a funeral. Wild. Say this prayer at a funeral. May his soul, may the nefesh of my Lord be bound up in the bond of life. So what is this bond of life? What is the sror of Chayim? What is this bond of life? What is this the secret of bond of life? So here the Rav Chaim Volozhin has an aspect. He has explains. He says, what is this bond of life? This bond of life is this chain going back up all the way. You should always be bonded to your nefesh, and your nefesh to your ruach, and your ruach to your neshama, all the way back to Hashem. That's the bond of life. It's the umbilical cord between us and God. The umbilical cord between us and God is our soul going all the way up to our root, which is bound with Hashem. That's what she blessed him. In the same way, the Zohar says, we find in Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yaakov hevel nachalato. Yaakov is the hevel nachalato. He is the rope of the inheritance. What is the rope? What's the rope going to do with Yaakov? What's the rope? So the answer is, we're connected to Hashem through the soul, which is like a rope. It's a cord which binds us to Hashem. So it's a person got to think. Can you imagine a person walking down the street thinking, I have an umbilical cord to Hashem. Imaginary cord, which is my soul, my nefesh, ruach, neshama, all linked together and directly linked to Hashem. And now we can understand the concept of karet. One of the worst punishments in the Torah is the punishment of karet. What is karet? The soul is
cut off.
Now we can understand it. Eating chametz on Pesach, eating on food on Yom Kippur, eating the fats of the animal, certain fats, all these karet. Eating on Yom Kippur, karet.
Is there no
teshuva
for that?
Sure, teshuva. Come to it. It's the only we're talking about. But what is karet? Now we can understand what karet is. If you have an umbilical cord to Hashem, nefesh, ruach, neshama, all linked all the way up to Hashem, karet is. It's cut. The umbilical cord to God is cut. You have a lot of people walking around today don't feel spirituality at all. They come to shul, I don't feel rabbi, I don't feel spirituality. The sign is karet. That's a sign of karet. It's not like they're not looking for it. They're looking for it. But they can't feel it. Why? Their souls have been cut. Terrible. It's a terrible thing. Because they're walking dead. People are walking dead. It says a Rasha in his lifetime is considered dead. What do you mean he's considered dead? He's not linked to the source. You know, today is fantastic. You know why? Because technology can explain to us all these esoteric concepts. Today you have a thing called wireless charging. You can charge your device by putting on a pad. Wireless. Amazing. There's no wires. No attached. So you can imagine, we are being wirelessly charged all the time by Hashem. Hashem is giving us energy through the soul that we don't see. It's wireless. But what happens is, if you break that, the soul dies inside. The person's soul is cut off from Hashem. Doesn't get the energy to feel the spirituality. So Hashem gives us the ability to link our souls all the way to Him. And therefore we can climb up. That's our ladder to Hashem. Our ladder to Hashem is the soul. So we climb up the nefesh, climb up the nefesh. How do you climb up the nefesh? How do we climb up the nefesh? Deeds. Action. We said the nefesh is linked to your deeds. If you improve your deeds, you climb up your nefesh. And then, improve your speech. Climb up nefesh and ruach. And then you climb, the hardest part is your thoughts. Perfecting the thoughts, you're climbing up your soul. To the person's deeds, imagine, that's a very high spiritual level. How do you measure spirituality? And the answer is, look at your mind, what your mind's thinking about. If your mind is thinking about holy, good thoughts, healthy thoughts, and positive thoughts about other people, very high level. Very, very high level. It means the neshama is being, look at Avraham Avinu. What is he thinking about? I want to do chesed to people. Oh, imagine, he's sitting outside his tent after his Brit Milah. Hashem is talking to him, he's thinking about, I want to give, I want to help, I want to bring God into the world. I want to spread God's word in the world, I want to spread the idea of God in the world. You're sick. Physically sick, but spiritually healthy. Spiritually healthier than all of us. So that's the climbing the ladder. That's what it means, climbing the ladder. How do you climb the ladder? So you perfect your deeds, that's number one. It's hard to fix one of these because number one is a person doing averot at the same time. So number one is sur mera vasitov, sur mera, the first of the path of the just. At different levels. Zehirut. Keep away from bad. Because the bad can cause the soul to be cut. So that's first step is keep away from bad. Bad is an enemy. Our enemy is evil. Evil is avera. Person does a sin, it's bad. So easy to do a sin today. Just looking. I didn't do anything. I just watched. I just saw. I heard Lashon Hara. I didn't do anything. It's so easy. It's very easy to do a sin today. So a person's got number one is keep away from bad. Because bad can ruin a person's level. And do good. Do mitzvah properly with good deeds. Try and perfect the mitzvah. It's so hard to keep Shabbat properly. A person keep Shabbat. I didn't do all the 39 forms of work, but did you speak words about daily life? See, tomorrow I'm going to go here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to buy this. So just ruin the atmosphere of Shabbat. So it's perfection of the deed, to perfect the mitzvah. Suppose got to perfect the mitzvah. It's like, say, the food. So someone cooked the food, but it's missing salt. Food's not perfect. Suppose got to make sure the deed is perfect every way. So, depending on the degree which one immerses oneself in Torah study and prayer with love and fear of God, they can reach the point of clinging to the bond of life. What is the bond of life? Here we come to the secret. This is the secret. What is the Srorah Hayim, the bond of life? Hashem Himself. Hashem is the bond of life. Hashem gives us life. So she blessed him that he should be. Imagine, we say this after death. But really, you can say it even when a person is alive. That's the Chiddush over here. Chiddush over here is Abigail blessed David when he's alive. We say this after the person dies, that his soul should be bound to the bond of eternal life. But really it applies whether you're alive or dead. A person's soul should be bound to Hashem. Doesn't make a difference. Alive or dead, a person should be bound to Hashem. So we should be cling to the bond of life. How do you cling to the bond of life? You do good deeds, you do mitzvot. You know, say good things about Hashem. You praise Hashem. And you think, Devei Torah. But there's more. So now it comes to karet. There are a number of sins that are punishable by karet, which is the destruction of the soul, the cutting off of the soul. Karet means the soul is cut off from its roots in the higher worlds. So nefesh, ruach, neshama. The question is, where is that cut? Where is the break in the soul? So he says, look what he says. This is Rav Chaim Volozhin. In order that no one should remain permanently banished from Hashem, you ordained in the case of Karet only the lower 9 of the 10 spiritual stages of the soul are cut off. Whereas the 10th and the highest stage is never disconnected from heavenly root. Okay? Alright? So, a person, say, did a bad deed. Where is the soul cut? He says, Nefesh represents the bad deed. It's cut after, under the first of the Sefirot of Nefesh. You have 9 of the Nefesh down below, and the one above is stuck. It's cut away. Person sinned with their speech. So the 9 levels of the Ruach are cut, and then the higher ones are stuck above. Person sins in their thoughts. The highest level of Neshama is cut away from everything else. But it has one left. Why? The one left is stuck to God. Why? To give the ability to rejoin and regroup. So that's what he says. So the ability of Teshuvah is left because it's cut in such a way that it can be joined again. So it's like a chain. One chain breaks, it can be rejoined again. So as long as it can be rejoined, that's Teshuvah. Teshuvah fixes this spiritual chain that it can be rejoined together. So let's just read this section. You ordained in the case of Karet only the lower 9 of the 10 spiritual stages of the soul are cut, whereas the 10th and the higher stage is never disconnected from heavenly roots. So we can always fix it. Why? By verbally confessing, as the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Teshuvah is vidui. By verbally confessing to the sin, a person can reconnect the 9 stages of his soul that were cut off. And so, if a person sinned through speech, by slandering or committing other sins that taint the Ruach element of his soul, he can restore the Ruach element by doing Teshuvah. So, can you imagine, a person can have his nefesh because his deeds are perfect. Our halavai, our deeds were perfect. Imagine. We're probably every day just smashing our nefesh. And by bad speech, smashing the Ruach. It's terrific damage, terrific damage. But we can fix them all by Teshuvah. Teshuvah, we can fix them all. So neshama element, by speech, so a person used bad speech. They called someone a bad name. So, they cursed someone. Horrible. May he go to hell. It's a horrible thing to say. Horrible thing to say. Curse someone. I wouldn't curse my worst enemy. Because you know what? Because Avraham Avinu got a blessing. What was his blessing? Whoever curses you will be cursed. Whoever blesses you will be blessed. Whoever curses you will be cursed. So you curse someone else, it comes right back. Just doesn't pay the curse. Doesn't pay the curse at all. Huh? You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Some people really mean it. So it's a horrible thing. And a person's going to know that it's going to come back. It's like a boomerang. When you say what a person says to others, and what a person wants to do to others, comes back to them straight away. The Arizal says, when you judge other people badly, you're really judging yourself. That's why it says it's very important to judge other people favorably. Give them the benefit of the doubt. It's very hard. It's very hard.
Can it happen if you came back to him, or back to his son?
Yes.
His daughter,
yeah, well, it depends. Depends what he wants to do. It comes to him. So sometimes it comes to him through the children, if they're underage. It's tragic, tragic. Okay, so a person's going to be very careful. Always think good thoughts. Always try and bless other people. Don't try and curse other people. Bless other people. Even if they do something bad. We say in the Shemone Esrei, at the end of Shemone Esrei, if people curse me, my soul be like a stone. Like a rock. What to do? But you're going to do it.
It's hard.
What's the alternative? Going to curse them back?
It's hard.
You know, when I grew up in shul, I had an amazing tutor. My tutor was the president of the shul. I'll never forget this. We had a very shul of bad-tempered people. Very short-tempered. They have short fuses. And every Shabbat, there would be some kind of... They'd scream at him. And he would look at them and smile. Yes, 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 you're right, you're right. And screaming, they're screaming. They just basically got set up, fed up and screaming at him. He never reacted. If you never react, people are going to just leave you alone. So he was like a stone. And eventually he continued and they, you know... they got fed up. So you can't really shout at a stone. It's like, you know. So it's very important. He taught me a very important technique. Just saying, yeah, yes, right, okay. Just don't react. Don't react. People have felt they want people to react. They want to try and dig in. My rabbi in Israel would say, I can't talk to you now, you're angry. I can't talk to you. I don't talk to my policy, I don't talk to angry people. Also very effective. Because the guy really wants to scream at someone. He says, I can't talk to you right now. So a person sinned through speech or committed other sins that taint the Ruach element, he can restore the Ruach by doing Teshuvah. But the neshama is not affected because it's rooted in the higher worlds. Man's actions have no effect at all on their neshama. However, if he has immoral thoughts, he hurts himself. The sparks of the neshama disappear, but the neshama itself is not tarnished by the thoughts. So that we can't tarnish our neshama. Our neshama goes away, leaves us, but then he broke the chain. We can get back the neshama by thinking good thoughts, by doing teshuvah, the bad thoughts. Okay. Now we come to Yaakov's dream. Same thing. He said, climbing up the ladder, you're climbing up your deeds, you're perfecting the deeds, perfecting the speech, and then perfecting the thoughts. So look what he says. When the nefesh element is afflicted by a person's sins, and most sins are prompted by the nefesh, most of our sins are physical sins, and a person does teshuvah, it can be healed and elevated by the ruach. But when the ruach is marred by the sins that affect the ruach, it can only be rectified by the neshama above. So a person's got to go one step above to heal the lower levels. The next thing, okay. So sages tell us a man is a microcosm, a miniature replica of the higher worlds. And this is the borne out by Yaakov's vision of the ladder. Okay. So the ladder is on the ground. That's what we are, on the ground. But its head was in the heavens. And that's where our souls are. So low levels of the soul are on the ground. That's a ruach. And the highest level of the soul is a neshama, which goes in this heavens. So the top of the ladder symbolizes a neshama, which emanates in the heaven from the breath of Hashem's mouth. From there it is lowered like a ladder or chain to connect with the ruach. And the ruach connects with the nefesh, which is lowered down into man, down on earth. So think about this. It's like a telescope coming from up to down. The soul comes from up to down. The origins of the soul in Hashem. Hashem's breathing it down into us. So it's not like it's going from down to up, it's going from up to down. The soul is coming from down up to down. And the vision of the ladder going, of the angels going up and down the ladder, signifies the status of the angels. Any given mode is determined by man's actions, speech, and thoughts. So if the angels are going up, that means we're making them go up. And we have to elevate them. And sometimes the angels come down. We're bringing down energies. We're sending up spiritual energies through our ladder. And we're bringing down spiritual energies. So a person's triggering all the time. We're triggering all the time. We're triggering good energies and bad energies. Person does a good deed, as Joshua, we're getting pure holy energies into ourselves. Those are the angels coming down. The good deeds are the angels going up. And a bad person, Hashem do the opposite, is triggering bad energies coming down.
What happened when we're sleeping?
Very good question. Excellent question. So that's a very good question. So it depends on a person's madriga. Depends on a person's level. The Gemara says when a person sleeps, they're giving an accounting of what they did that day and they're signing their own hands. It's like we don't see this. We know. Every day we give an accounting to Hashem.
That's what's shown after when the person goes to Shema.
Exactly. Say, hey, you signed it. It's your signature. Whatever that means. It means you can't deny it. You know, you're going to be in place. But a person on a high level can direct their soul. Arizal can direct his soul. Which yeshiva am I going to tonight? I'll go to the Rambam. I'll go to the Yosef Karo. I'll go here. Amazing. Suppose I can say before they sleep. I want to learn Torah in my sleep. So it's possible, but it's a very high level. It's very, it means a person's pure in the day and they can direct their thoughts at night. Amazing. So once he was murmuring in his sleep, it was a Shabbat afternoon, he was taking a sleep, and his students saw he's muttering in his sleep. When he woke up, they said, Rabbi, why are you muttering? He said, it will take me 70 years to teach you what I learned in my sleep, in 2 hours. Those are the greats. So, it's what we can do in our sleep is terrific. A spiritual person can do in their sleep, can do tremendous tikkunim in their sleep. Because the soul is up there, but if they're aware of what it's doing, what it's up to, they're in control even when they're asleep. It's amazing. Amazing. Most people don't know how to do this. Most people don't do this. Most people, what we do is we do teshuva before we sleep. And this way, when we go to sleep, the accounting is a good accounting. The ship already. I forgave and I forget. So important to forgive and forget other people. And it's so hard to do. Listen, you know, the best thing to do is just forgive and forget. Scream at you, shout at you. Yeah. Forgive and forget. It's all in God's hands. And I don't wish anyone bad. People do. I don't wish anyone bad. And the best thing to do is sleep with a good conscience. I don't wish anyone bad. I wish everyone good. May Hashem bless the Tzar and keep far away from me. Far away. All the bad, all the people who trouble you, Hashem should bless them far away. Keep away, far away, that's all. Reish Lakish says, the Holy One, blessed be He, connected His name to the Jewish people. It may be, look at this mashal, he says. This is in the Yerushalmi, Ta'anit. Compared to a king who pondered about what to do with the key of his palace. Can you imagine? The king came out of his palace, locks the door. What am I going to do with the key? Most of us put it in our pockets, right? If I leave it lying around, it will get lost. Let me attach a chain to the key. You know, a lot of people now, they have these long, you ever seen those long springs? Crazy. I don't, you have one? People, it's like hanging out of their pocket.
With a key?
Yeah, the key at the end, right? I don't know what the idea is. That you can, people won't forget the key. They don't lose it. Just put it backwards and forwards. Yeah, so it doesn't get lost. Let me attach a chain to the key. Exactly. This way, the chain, I'll be able to pull the chain and the key won't get lost. So Hashem said, if I leave the Jews unattended, the nations of the world will swallow them up. They'll be assimilated in no time. I will attach my great name to them. Amazing. Hashem says, I'm going to attach my name, Israel, to the Jews, as long as you remember who you are, your name is going to pull you away from assimilation. I'm different. I'm Israel. And don't worry, they try and remind us every day that we're different. It's anti-Semitism. All this comes back. If Jews want to be the same, anti-Semitism is going to be even worse. If Israel wants to be a nation of all the other nations, the Jews, they're going to remind us, you're not. The United Nations is going to remind you, you're not a nation like the other nations. You're different. One of the biggest mistakes we're making today is we want to be like them. Want to be in the Eurovision Song Contest, and we're better than them. It's amazing how we won this. Crazy. Want to put our rocket on the moon. We're crazy. That's not the way we should be. That's being like them. We don't want to be like them. We're going to be different. We're going to be spiritual. And then they'll leave us alone. That's what they're waiting to see. That, you know, it's amazing how it's hard to realize that. So that's the parable. The parable is, Hashem said, I'm going to attach my belt to my key. What is the belt? My name is going to be attached to them. So the rabbis say, this is a parable to the Jewish nation. Which, what does that mean? What's the key? Man is the key that opens and closes the doors to the higher and lower palaces of the world. Heaven. By our deeds. The actions we perform can open the doors to the higher worlds. So the nefesh element of the soul has its counterpart in the root and the nefesh in the highest worlds. And Hashem has mercy and intense concern for man's well-being. If I allow man's nefesh to do at will, the connection between the nefesh, ruach, and neshama will be lost. The nefesh will go down to the lowest levels, and since the ruach will cut itself off from it, there's no way the nefesh can be pulled up again. So the nefesh will be lost forever. And that's what it says in Yom Kippur. A person who does not fast in Yom Kippur, it says, "Hebati el nefesh ahu me'amam." Hashem will destroy that soul, that nefesh. So Hashem made a way that each of these parts of the soul are connected to each other. And therefore, even the nefesh falls down, the ruach will put it back up. Through teshuva, a person will pull it back. So we're going to stop here. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. We're going to continue next week. Bezrat Hashem.